Welcome to the Toku Nation UK. So we're going to be talking about a couple of different animes, and one of them is aimed at tokus. This one is I Can't Understand What My Husband Is Saying. This one and actually the second one, Wolf Girl and Black Prince, have both recently been added to the autumn schedule on Crunchyroll.
Yay, more
Woohoo!
animes.
Sad thing is, I can't understand what my husband is saying. It's only 3 minutes long.
I
I'm really sad about
know. So
this.
am I.
It's a great show. So basically, it's about in the first episode, a lady marries a guy. The guy's an otaku. He can't make her happy, but she's cool with it. They get married. They go on honeymoon. Have loads and loads of sex. Don't go on the beach. She just wears a bathing suit in her room. That's it. They come back. She dyes her hair, and then it just goes into the adventures of him as an otaku, and it's just it actually mentions everything. Like, he doesn't want to have a job. He blogs for a living.
Yeah, he's one of the neat people, isn't he?
And he watches anime. She doesn't get what anime is. She
Mm.
doesn't he has to explain obviously what his waifu is, and she's like, "But no, I'm your wife." Waifu's different. And then introducing, oh, I don't know if you guys saw the second episode.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh God, it was brilliant. Introducing him to her friends. He just, oh, and
And
the
the
horse
brother as
mask.
well.
Oh, jeez, the
Oh, who I
horse.
thought was a girl.
Yeah.
That
Oh.
horse mask, bloody hell, I've seen that enough times at many cons to know where that was going.
I think it was really universal. We really connected with the husband. I mean, and the I've seen like non because I've seen couples like this in real life where one person's like, yeah, I don't know what they're into part time, but yeah, we're together for like 10 years and whatever. Because like I've known cosplayers that I have thought have been single their whole life. They're married, they've got wives and kids, but they just don't. They're not into it. That's why you never see them. That's why you think, oh wow, he's a ladies' man. Oh, he's got a wife. Okay. Cool. She's just not into it. She's just not there. But they're happily married. Cool. Random. The series is hilarious. I think everyone should watch it. It is just the funniest. It's just her reaction to stuff. It just makes it. She's
Yeah.
totally cool with it. She'll be like, "This is kind of weird, but I love it." And it's like, "Oh wow, dominate me!" Ha. Just kidding, kind of thing.
I read it in a manga.
What did you guys think?
I loved it. I really loved it. I loved the little references to the animes. Like the first episode had Rurouni Kenshin and Nanoha as well. But without her obvious pigtail, so I thought, oh, nice move there. You kind of saved yourself the copyright, I think. Kinda.
Yeah, they didn't say it, but the animation changed for the Rurouni Kenshin
Yeah.
graphic bit. Yeah.
There was also one where he had like a mask on. I think it was in the second episode, but I wasn't sure which that was referring to, which is a shame. There was another reference, but I can't think what. Or the horse's head, obviously. I think that's from a music video, isn't it, in Japan?
Yeah, that one where the horse's head just moves
Yeah.
like fast, isn't it? It
Yeah.
dances.
And it just starts like raving, something like that. I have no clue. But yeah, the favorite line, when his brother, sister, I don't know, went up to the wife and said, "What's a semi or onuki?" And then that he she's like, "I don't know, the opposite to something." And she and the brother's just so disappointed, like, "No, she's not an
Yeah, she's like,
otaku."
forget everything I
Yeah.
said.
Oh dear, that actually made me laugh more than this should have. But it is a great series. I wish it was like the anime we watched last week with the mangas. You know, like builds up one ep 2 episodes per episode. That would have been fantastic. Then we could have got more of the comic panel kind of, side to it.
Yeah, if it maybe it was a longer episode, the whole 3 minute thing, it was great. You kind of got it was witty and it was quick, but I just would have loved it if it was even longer.
Yeah.
I preferred that it was that length, because I felt like watching like too much of it would be like a bit too much. You're like, oh, why is it not over yet? It was just like straight into the point each episode, and it was like, oh yeah, no, okay, cool. But I found bits of it funny. It's not particularly my kind of thing, my jam, because I don't like the design of the wife. She looks like a 12-year-old. So I'm just like, but no, I liked some of the humor in it. Yeah, I can understand, because I understand her Even though I watch anime, I'm like, yeah, I get you. Because sometimes I'm like, I have no, like, I've been in groups of with conversations with people, or I've been in a, like, not in the actual conversation, but I've been on, like, I'm in the group, I guess, and then they're talking about, like, some anime, I'm like, what are you guys even talking about? This sounds completely ridiculous. And then they look at me like I'm weird, or like I don't understand. I'm like, no, you guys are the weird ones here. But no, I liked that they had the two sides, I guess, as well, which is nice. But for me, I feel like if it was any longer, I would have just been like, oh, why is it not over yet? But since it was short and easy to digest, it's like, oh yeah.
It was really good to see that she was open-minded, because she wouldn't have married him. And she must have been aware of some bits of it before she married him, for sure. Mm. And every time he did something, she was cool with it, which was quite nice. It wasn't like, wow, I'm judging you, what the hell is this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Alex, what did you think?
I loved it, and I kind of feel guilty for cracking up on the little joke of, oh, she goes to put the bikini on in the hotel.
Yeah.
Lots of sex happens later.
Yeah, afterwards.
I was expecting that.
Neither was I, believe it or not. But then again, I was kind of half expecting it as well.
So. I was watching it, so, this is going to be an adorable series where the husband talks absolute rubbish and she just says something completely different and they make no sense. And I was like,
adorable.
Oh, this is really
cute. Are you kidding
me?
When she finds the freaking hentai and he's like, oh, I should get rid of it after I use it. She was like, not even look at it. Use it.
How can we use that term? I'm your wife. You should be using it. Oh, wait. I actually really liked it. I didn't mind it was short because it made me crack up so much in the short time. I want to see more episodes just to see how more ridiculous it gets. Because,
it kind of reminded me of Lucky Star, the husband and wife, because it's exactly the same in Lucky Star, like Konata's mother. Spoilers if you haven't watched it, but there's a scene, I think, towards the end, I think it's episode 20 or 21, which will make you bawl if you have watched the series in full. It's basically Konata and her dad are playing like video games, or they're just talking about stuff, and she brings up a conversation about her mum, and he starts talking about her, but then the ghost of her appears and she starts remembering her memories of him. And there's a lovely scene at the end where it's like, well, he had his flaws and I had my flaws, but we always stuck to each other because we loved each other. And it just reminded me of that couple. It's just nice. Yeah, I agree with Aisha in regards to that. It's nice that she didn't criticise him. She kind of just like took it with a pinch of salt and, okay, carry on.
She loved him for where he was.
Exactly.
If he was a slight loony.
And it's nice how she says, you know, he can't make me happy, but I can make myself happy.
Yeah.
So it kind of shows a little bit of independence.
Yeah.
So they do their own thing. Maybe we'll find out what she's into eventually.
I'd love to know why she dyed her hair blonde.
Yeah, that was interesting. And she dyed her hair straight away.
Yeah.
That confused the hell out of me. I was like, is this a new couple?
Yeah. Thing is, when I saw the picture for the promo and she had blonde hair, and then when I saw them at the very episode when they were getting married, she had purple hair, I thought, what? What happened here? And then obviously it cut to when she had the blonde hair. I thought, yeah, is this the same woman? You know?
So confusing.
And if we move on to the second anime, which is Wolf Girl and Black Prince. Okay, this takes on a different story completely. My goodness. I thought this... Well, I don't even know what this... I thought it was just going to be slice of life with, like, two people meeting up and stuff. It's all about the usual opposites conflict. Oh, my...
So cliche.
Yeah, it's
cliche.
It's too cliche.
Yeah. Harriet, do you want to explain?
Right, it's about Hold on, let me bring up my guide so I can get names. It's basically about a girl called, what is her name? Erica, who has moved to a new school, and it's a new semester. She's with her friend, but she's kind of known for telling a few little white lies to kind of help
Little?
Yeah, like there was, I don't know what one of the incidents was beforehand, but
oh, she was a soccer player. She was like, you're going to be a new pro soccer player.
That was it, yeah. And she completely, yeah, obliterated someone's window with the football. She and her friend, they're sent to different classes. Her friend is getting on great with other people, and she's thinking, I don't know anyone, and I'm petrified. Then you see kind of these two popular girls, you can tell, because they kind of have the hairstyle and makeup. And whatnot. And they say, oh yeah, my boyfriend, and he's kind of like a klutz, and he can't do anything right. And then the other girl's like, yeah, I know what you mean, he really is. And then Erica chips in saying, oh, your boyfriend's, oh, well, mine is really nice. And then it kind of leads on from there that the little white lie starts to go a bit more extreme, to the point that the girls don't really believe her. And then she thinks, right, I've got to find something. So she takes a photo of this boy who, he's kind of the most popular, he's the good looking guy in the school, but it turns out he's a bit of an asshole. And I mean, I'm probably exaggerating by that, but she tells him, he is, yeah.
Complete asshole.
Exactly. Yeah. So she tells him the whole story of, right, I've kind of pretended you're my boyfriend, so could you kind of help me? And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? At a price, kind of thing. So it's basically ridicule time. He makes us say, it's been around 3 times, and bark like a dog, otherwise I'm going to tell everyone. And then she realises, oh crap, I can't do this. And that's where it just starts kind of going downhill from there, and a few things come back to bite her in the backside towards the end of the episode, especially when she lied about bondage, and the two girls try to humiliate her, or in front of the, in brackets, boyfriend, because he agreed to do it.
Oh, and everybody in the freaking lunchroom was listening in. I was like, they're not even talking that loud. No. Why are you listening in?
This is what I didn't get. I just thought, wait, are your ears like syringed properly to hear
this? It's because they're background characters, so they don't actually have conversations. Their whole lives revolve around the main characters. Oh, I wonder what they're going to say next.
And all of them were blushing. Even the guys.
Yeah.
Thinking,
well. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they were just wishing they got bondage action.
Yeah. It was such.
It was
like it was like interesting, because I haven't seen like a main character girl who like lies a lot. At all, I like that aspect, because I like the idea of lies going out of control, and all that kind of stuff. Because usually it's dudes who do that kind of stuff, so it's like a nice twist to see a girl doing it for a change. But then it was like, oh, it's cliche, kind of abusive, like, guy who she's indebted to. But he's a complete trash bag. But in the end, you know, they're going to fall in love. And he's going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have been such a trash bag to you this whole time. And it's like, ugh, it's so cliche.
It's literally just going to be that long, slow bump
development,
of they are going to get together. It's just going to take how many episodes? And even then,
I say
probably
100.
let me check. 12.
12. No, yeah, they can't do that series. Story in 12.
That's how many there are. 12 episodes.
The manga's longer.
Yeah, it probably might do a second series. Probably. Maybe.
Maybe a nice guy coming in later on.
Hopefully. Looking at the picture, there's only a couple of guys. I think in the preview, I haven't watched the second episode because I just but they had a preview of, I think, a guy flirting with Erica.
Wasn't there, like, at the beginning, the blonde dude was chatting to a tanned guy?
Yeah, that's his best friend.
Okay, because I'm wondering when he's going to turn up, and is he going to be like, what's going on here?
He'll probably encourage it, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's either that or he'll be
in love,
like,
with her, and it's a competition.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, more cliche.
Oh, no, I was a jerk to her too, but then I realised I liked her. And I stopped being a jerk to her, unlike you, main character, who's still a jerk to her. Why don't you fall in love with me? No, I really like this abusive guy. Yeah. Oh, okay. I won't give up, though. I'll keep on fighting for you.
I'm assuming it's going to be the dark-haired guy.
I don't know. Like, it might be a nice triangle.
Should they always tend to stick with the first dude?
Yeah. It always ends up that way. I think it's been on very, very rare occasions it's kind of gone off the beaten track, so to speak, and they've kind of diverted somewhere else. But
I mean, I think the dark dude's gonna get involved, and he's gonna like her.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll. No, of course she's gonna go for the pretty boy.
And you know there's going to be some happy, happy, cheerful guy that turns up.
Oh, yes.
There's always one. Usually blonde. Hi! I'm the happy, hyperactive, popular guy.
Why does he have, like, red eyes?
More intimidating.
Is he a vampire? I was like, I was expecting there to be vampires because I thought, oh, like, what's it called again?
Wolf girl and Black Prince.
Is it going to be like werewolves? I was like, is it going to be werewolves and vampires after a
sword?
Sucking
of blood.
Like, no, it's his main character trait.
He must give himself a douchebag, the red eyes, I think.
And she's not this wolf girl.
No one has red eyes.
And she's wolf girl because she's the girl who cried wolf.
As wolf. Yeah.
Yeah, because like you kept seeing like in the opening credits, like, oh, she has fox ears or wolf ears, like, oh, she's gonna be some kind of wolf girl. Then I was so disappointed. I was like, oh, this could be a wolf girl, but then I saw this like high school junk, and I was like, but the only thing which I did like, well, I was wondering if it's the same animators who did the show Love Complex.
Let me check.
Because there's a certain way the artist who did Lovely Complex, she does like highlight the blush on the cheeks, but she does them as like little squiggles.
Yeah.
And I saw that on one of the girls. She had like squiggly blushy marks on her face. I was like, wait a minute, I hope this isn't written by that same person, because this is trash compared to Lovely Complex. Lovely Complex is great. We should all watch Lovely Complex. Or Lovecom.
We do need to have a retro episode, definitely. We need to have a Halloween edition coming up soon
Watch Too Spooky. Well, we've already watched like one Too Spooky anime anyway.
That's true. I don't know if there's any new ones out so far.
There is.
Oh, is there? Sweet.
But I don't know if they're available.
There's not much info on this series. It's brand new. I'm looking right now the wiki as well. There's nothing on what's been. All I know is that the voice actors are apparently quite famous. They've been used in other top animes. Apart from that, it doesn't really say what like any famous studios or anything.
No, it doesn't have anything here either.
Yeah, it's just something that I noticed whilst watching. I was like, oh, because I've watched that series like 3 times now.
It's just been a manga since 2011. There's 8 volumes. That's about it, really.
Okay.
Shoujo. Anime and drama CD.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Oh, I see what you mean now. The art is somewhat familiar.
Yeah.
Written by Yoko Hata.
I'm wondering if that's. I hope that's not the same. I hope it's not. I don't think it is.
I can check.
It's okay. I can check later. It's cool. But yeah, it was just, so trite. So overdone. So misleading with that title.
So we have one good, one bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I was recommended, actually, an anime to watch that Oren and Alex might like. It was called Aud No Zero. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, I recognise the name. Yeah, I've seen...
Yeah, they're going to do a second series. Someone said that it might be worth us watching later on. I've never heard of it.
So long as it isn't the one with the word cross in it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's an... I think it's a series something cross... And I don't think any of us will survive the first episode.
Is it a mecha series?
Yeah,
I think so.
Aud No Zero.
Aud No Zero, there you go. That's fine. It's not the one I'm thinking of. Good.
Yes. It's not dodgy. What, lol? I meant it ironically that you two would like it. No. I was told in all seriousness that this would be an anime to look at. If we don't find any scary ones, maybe this looks quite morbid.
Yeah.
It's Paris mech. Out.
Parasite is out, yes.
Is it?
Yeah. We should watch Parasite.
Ooh.
Too spooky.
I think the first episode is out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's subbed.
I think it is.
Now.
Yeah.
Now I must bring up something. I was in Waterstones the other day and I saw Terraformers the manga.
it's story used to work too.
and I picked it up and I was saying to David, I said, we watch this anime. Don't watch it. But I showed him the cockroach men in it, and I looked at it, and I thought, this wasn't in the show. they completely skipped it.
It's, like, completely different.
Yeah, it's, like, the background as to what happened before, say, episode 1.
Yeah, like, if you read the manga, it's just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Why is he in space?
I just read it and I thought, actually, yeah, now this is making a bit more sense, but I the aliens still freak me out.
Yeah, there's no reason for them to look like that. There's no reason for them to... Like, oh, they're the worst. And then did you see how gory it was?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It is pretty bad. I'm surprised it wasn't cellophane, to be honest. So.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I was picked up at work. I was like, oh, what is this? Oh, it looks like it's about space. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, no, because, like, if freaking the Yowie's all, like, sealed up, then why isn't that sealed up? It's so dumb.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So no, I just saw that and I thought I have to bring this up this week and just say, yeah, I saw it. But what? Why? Why did you not put this in? It would have been so much better. So much better.
Yeah. I wonder if it is going to be like that in the second episode, though.
Oh, I don't know. I never carried it on.
Yeah. I don't think anyone did.
No. We're kind of having a 60-40 relationship with the animes, I think, so far. Whoa. In the last couple of months.
Aha! Oh. 2 episodes of Parasite are up.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. I'm making the list next week.
Thank you.
Ironically, it was your turn.
Yeah. I guessed it was. I was like, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is this based off the anime, Parasite?
Off the manga?
Oh, the manga, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. I think it is. They made a film as well. They're making a film.
Are they?
Is it the same guy that does the creepy... psychological mangas?
I think it is. Yeah, yeah. I think they have made a film, actually.
He did one called Holes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
And Umizaki?
Mm.
Spirals. Yeah. I think it might be that dude. Maybe?
Yeah, because I think it's the same artist.
Oh, you mean the... It's Hole. It's been made perfectly made for me. Good. So creepy.
Yeah, this is that one guy that just all these awesome psychological creepy crap, and I'm just like, what?
So many good things.
To be fair, I've been watching gameplay of Evil Within, and my god, that is so fucked up. It's unreal. It really is.
Literally, we didn't play the demo.
Oh no, no. I didn't play the demo because I completely forgot it was out. So that's the reason. So I've just been watching loads of YouTubers actually play it, but I'm just watching them all because I want to see all their reactions to it. I haven't watched all of them, but I'm kind of they're on my save list to watch. But they're only like on episode one. So, but what I've seen so far, more ick than scare, I think. But I don't know what the people have rated it, though, to be honest. Oh, yes! And I watched gameplay of Alien Isolation as well.
What did you say?
It's
scary, or you didn't like it?
It's more... I was watching one guy, Red Wolf Gamer, and it's literally stealth. It is a stealth game. And it took him, I think, an hour and a half to get from one place to another... But there are no save points, literally. You know how we're very lucky with save points in games.
Mm.
But this game is lethal. If you die, you'll literally have to start the whole mission again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They haven't got checkpoints. There are, like, places you can save, but...
Yeah,
They're, like, some places they're very few and far between.
Yeah,
so.
And I think by the end, he kind of, like, threw his head... Because the alien got him in the end after they found... It crawled in the corridor or in the pipe things, and it caught him, and he was just like, he just threw his headphones off and just walked away in disgust.
Afraid to quit.
I'd be the same. I'm not being funny, you know?
Yeah.
And I've... talking of demos, what came out today, Harriet?
Pokemon! Sapphire and I can't remember the other one. Ruby! yes.
And it's available at Game, isn't it?
It is. Today, from now until, I think, mid-November, you can get access to a shiny Gengar, as well as the demo of the game. But...
And one of the things about the demo is you can also unlock one of the special What Shiny Gems that you can actually move to the real game later on.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, you can. Well, I think everyone's going mental for it.
Do you know what? I saw a trailer. David sent me a trailer of the game yesterday, and I was just, like, heavy breathing. You know how... you know when you pressed fly and you just went from A to B?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can actually fly over the city now and go and guide where you want to go.
Oh, wow.
Well, look at stuff.
You could look at stuff. It's just like, ooh. You know, kind of, oh my god, it's actually happened. And
they've actually put detail into it.
Yeah.
Yay!
And you actually fly on the same Pokemon that you, well, so far from what I've
seen. Oh, not the standard flying thing.
Not the standard black silhouette that you used to get where you go, phoom, and then like arrive in the next town. Which I'd hated. I really hated that. I thought, please, just...
It was really generic, wasn't it?
It was very generic. It's like in the original games when you used to do when you used to do surf. Or whichever TM it is. And it was always Lapras. Or something else. But it's just like, no, I'm actually on Squirtle, not on Lapras. Please get your facts right.
Yeah, but like, how tiny is Squirtle going to be for you to sit on it?
Oh, well, I know. That's the thing.
I'm flying on a Pidgey. What's that going to look like?
They did actually put a photo of that, and it was just like literally a trainer just stood like a warrior with his arms folded, like flying, and the Pidgey's just like, you know, like flapping its wings like mad. It was brilliant. There is another way to get the demo. If you pre-order your game on Amazon, Amazon will email you the code straight away for the demo. So that is another way of doing it.
Okay.
But I've already pre-ordered my game, so it's just like, damn. I'll go to game probably, I think I'll go Friday. And also, there is only 1,000 codes per store. So there are 20,000 all over the country. And it's literally first come, first serve. But I think, realistically, you could probably get away with it for a few days. It's not a kind of, oh, everyone rush to it. Because... I don't know if... people will be working, so obviously the weekend will be the busiest. So I'd say from Saturday onwards, get the code as soon as possible.
So pull a sickie, guys. Go to the most obscure store you can find. Oxford.
And next month, the next exclusive Pokemon is Dancy. She's like the crystal kind of one. She's like the pink rock one.
I think I know what you mean. She's quite pretty, actually.
Yes.
She's like really shiny.
Exactly, yeah. There is another one, and they're doing it for Halloween. I cannot for the life of me remember what it is, but I am just going to have a quick look now to see.
Are you talking about the pumpkin one?
Yeah, yes, that's the one, the pumpkin one.
It's really pretty.
Yes, a spooky pumpkaboo. That's what it's called it. It's literally, it looks like a bat sitting on a pumpkin.
Yeah, what do you call it? They did a special... I don't know what this special series is, but you can buy a Raichu, Pikachu, and this Pumpkaboo, and they're playing musical instruments. Ooh. This was something that I saw in Japan. I don't get what this is, but I think it was just for Halloween.
Oh, then I'm going to have to download... You can get that through Mystery Gift, so that's good. So you can download it through Home, which is good. There's also another thing. There's also... I've lost my train of thought. Nintendo are going to update X and Y, but I don't think they're going to include the legendaries of the new game into X and Y. So they're not going to patch it, which is a bit of a shame if people can't afford to get Sapphire and Ruby. I don't get that, to be honest, but weird. Especially if like people want to take part in tournaments as well. Yeah. Because that's the new way of playing is through X and Y and now Ruby and Sapphire. So, I don't know. So yes, and Pokemon Madness.
Yeah. Pokemon.
Pokemon Weekend. And apparently you can meet Pumpkaboo in actual series. Jesse trips over it.
Oh, sweet.
Jesus. Yeah, subtle. That's how long I haven't seen bloody Pokemon in. I'm like, wow, Team Rocket is still there. I thought there was like a new gen of Team Rocket.
No, and now she's still 10.
She's still 10?
Wow. I think. I don't know. There was a... In X and Y, I think it's the new series, one of the trainers from X and Y, I think it's the female trainer, it comes across that... she was good friends, well, kind of good friends with Ash when they were younger. You actually see Ash younger than 10.
Oh, that's creepy.
It is. You see, like, crawling, yeah?
What happened was they went to a Pokemon camp, and she hurt herself, and he gave her a handkerchief kind of to tie over her knee and kind of told her.
And she's kept it forever and ever and ever next to her bosom, and she thinks about him all the time.
Pretty much. Well, I don't think it's a love thing, because the episode that I watched randomly on one of the kids' channels, I thought, oh, I'll just see how it's carrying on. She turns up and he's kind of trying to defeat one of the gym leaders. Doesn't work. And she comes along, hands him the handkerchief and says, "Do you remember me?" Cliffhanger! And I'm like, oh god, I have to actually find out what happens next. So I read it up and then that's how I found out. But I think towards the end of the series, he doesn't really remember her, which is a bit of a shame.
He's only 10. It's not like he has... Well, he's been through, like, how many series now? He's experienced a lot.
I have no clue how many...
He's been in many movies. He can't remember everything.
He's met many chicks.
Yeah.
He's gone back in time. He's done all sorts. He's been 10 forever. He's had secretly a busy year, legendary. When you think about it. But what, 100 years of being 10? Like, every day he meets a new baddie, a new friend, a new 150 Pokemon per day or something. Makes no sense.
Is he on Jupiter or something like that? That one day passes like every 170 odd days.
Parallel universes. Yeah. Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Pretty much. So you change your clothes and your hairstyle and whatnot. Oh dear.
It's... He's got very good anti-aging cream.
Yeah.
He borrowed it off his mum. Well, she's off the theory, like, off and Professor Roach kind of... Yeah. If you haven't heard the theory, apparently that's the reason why...
I am your father.
Oh my god. Apparently, he did reference his father in one of the episodes.
Hmm. I don't remember what he looked like.
No.
Papa!
Oh, God. Now that I've remembered that, I have to find that out. Oh, I'm sure he referenced his dad in one of the shows, but I think he said that, oh, he went away and never came back. He probably went out for the classic cliche American thing.
Went to the pub and never came
back. Yeah, went out for a box of smokes and never came back. Oh, dear.
So weird.
The enigma of Pokemon, I tell you.
It's blatantly Mewtwo, let's face it.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's true. Maybe, oh my god, maybe we're talking, oh, I'm doing the theory thing here. You know, spoilers again, the first movie when Ash got hit by the Mewtwo's power thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's kind of like...
immortal.
Yeah.
You are now 10 forever.
Ever.
Maybe he's still stuck in the stone. Maybe he's still that stone statue, yeah. But he's just been dreaming about all the stuff.
Yeah.
That happened.
Maybe. This might have been caused by a theory. I think I might have read it somewhere, but it makes sense, you know?
He's just perpetually stuck in the statue state, and he hasn't been on any adventure since Pokemon the movie 1.
Oh, gosh.
He hasn't met all those other Pokemon.
No.
All those Pokemon are dead, probably.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's been stuck in my statue. Come on. Been wandering around without any masters.
They were the Misty and Brock took them in.
Maybe.
Were, like...
They had babies together.
They did kind of... Ooh.
What?
What? The wouldn't Pokemon that be great? Brock and Misty. What, Brock? You went up to Brock.
Brock actually
and then
settled
you
down.
Found out that Brock and Misty got together and they had kids. That'd be like, oh my god, I'm having a heart attack. The end of the series.
What, Brock actually settles down?
Why not? He probably left Misty with like 3 kids. Or something.
No, he wouldn't, because he has his brother. Remember, he had all his brothers and sisters he looked after.
Yeah. And Misty had her sisters who were horrible. Or not very nice.
The chicks, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of, well, we're prettier than you, and you're only just like a tomboy. And I'm like, oh, God.
And you're ginger, pretty much. I think that's what they were insinuating.
Oh, wow.
Some hate there.
Not good. Oh, dear. Pokemon, yeah, the enigma that is always going to be that. Yeah.
Also, this week is LFCC, the most under-advertised con so far, because I think people are still kind of recovering from the Stan mania from Summer LFCC. So, I mean, Harriet's the one who's more interested in people going, I haven't seen anyone that I'm really bothered about. Yeah, cosplay, that's about it. Harriet, wrestlers are going, tell us. No, Roman Reigns! No. Sorry to say it. Remain in America.
But his uncle's going to be there. Rikishi.
Hey, yeah. Weird.
I know.
Rafiki.
No. Rikishi. Even I know, love.
Oh my god.
The big dude.
Yeah.
I haven't seen wrestling in years.
Oh my god, Rafiki. Yeah, he's going to be there with Too Cool. Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexay. Shelton Benjamin. Alberto Del Rio. I have the list here in front of me. I'm just going to go through all the rest. Cary Grant's coming back again. Carrie Fisher, I mean.
Oh, so
Cary Grant's the dancer.
Close enough.
I'll go through the big stars. So you have Billy Boyd, Lord of the Rings. Carrie Fisher, like I said. Chris Barry. Colin Baker, who I think goes to virtually every LFCC there is. Has anyone been watching Doctor Who?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Karate Kid's going to be there.
Yeah, the little kid's going to be there. She's only been in 2 episodes and she's already a guest.
Really?
No, I'm talking about the original Karate Kid. Ralph Macchio is going to be there. He's
is he?
Old, obviously. Don't know if we'll recognise him, but whatever.
Who else? Marcus Buff? I can't read the full name. He's a wrestler.
I knew it! There's a Power Rangers going to be there!
Is that X-Men?
Some chick that I've never seen before. She must be from a new series. Melody Perkins? She's in Charmed as well.
There's also Hilary Shepherd, who's a villain, I guess, in Power Rangers as well.
Oh, yeah, and she's also in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yes, I was told this, and I think from Power Rangers in Space, and David said, did you watch it? I went, no, I kind of gave up after the second lot of Power Rangers came in, or the third lot, and then I just gave up after that.
Can I just say, I'm just laughing at Scotty Too Hottie's profile pic on the website.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Oh, shit. It's funny because all the wrestlers are going, actually the retro ones I actually know of. It's like, wow, I know who you people are. It's quite funny, actually. Any other besides Doctor Who villainies that I won't.
Holy crap, I actually recognise that Power Rangers villain.
Oh, you know who that person is?
Hilary Shepherd, yeah. It's because I saw the picture and I was like, oh, I recognise that.
Wait a minute, you said Chris Barry's going, right?
Yes.
Does Chris Barry go to all of them? This is the first time I've ever seen that he's on a list.
This is his, not his first show in Masters, but this is the first time he's been to LFCC, because the last UK event here in London was Collectomania. And that's when I met him and Crichton and Lister from Red Dwarf.
That must have been years ago.
It was, I think, good 2 years ago?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Literally. What do you call it? It's normally Craig that comes.
Craig Charles. He's usually at Expo. Yeah, I met Chris Barry before I had the photo shoot, and I had a massive crush on him when I was younger. So, yeah, weird crushes, but I don't really care. So that's why I had to meet him. So if I see him there again, and I just go like, oh, there he is again, and just walk by. I recognise the villain now from Power Rangers because her picture keeps flashing in the link
on the website. Yeah.
So when I didn't recognise her normally. And she's been in Star Trek. And I can't remember her in Star Trek.
But which Star Trek?
No,
that's the fun bit.
I think